Well, we're going to have to move about out of here pretty soon, but that was Universal Temple of Divine Power, and they're going to be playing the Winter Blast Saturday at 9:15. We also heard in that set the Reefer Men doing Changes off their CD, A Night at Fifth in Detroit, and they are going to be at the Winter Blast Saturday at 7:30. Before that, we heard Clubbin' by My Dear Disco, and they're going to be at the Winter Blast between 3 and 4 on Saturday. A couple other shows going on Saturday night. Chris Canis is playing at Mephisto's. John from New Granada is playing, actually the new, he's in a new band called the Copper Thieves, and them and the Friendly Foe, who've been playing around quite a bit, really good band, they're going to be playing at the Berkeley Front Saturday night. Tracy Cash Thomas is playing a show at the Trinity House. Auto Vector is playing an all-ages show at the Modern Exchange. The Off-Ramps and the Beggars are playing up in Ypsilanti at TC's Speakeasy, and we're going to go, and Christy Howard is also playing the Winter Blast. Didn't get a chance to play her. And on Sunday, Reverend Mark Falconberry is going to be playing the Winter Blast. So it's a good weekend to get downtown or get out and see some live music. We're going to finish up with something from Green Street. They're going to be playing the Fifth Avenue Ballroom in Novi, and we're going to be getting out of here and I don't even know how much time we have for this one, but we're going to play a little bit of Green Street. And they're playing at the Novi Fifth Avenue Saturday night.
You lift me up just to put me down, and then you wonder why I don't come around. When you laugh, I just look away. Nobody cares what you have to say. You laugh at me and make me feel like a fool. In your face, I'm not scared of you, but I'm done with your jokes and I'm sick of your lies. So I'm turning around and say goodbye.
right, they say we have a few more minutes, so we're going to squeeze in a little bit more. The Off-Ramps are going to be playing up at TC's Speakeasy in Ypsilanti with the Beggars. This was recorded live on the Motor Live Drive. It's called Fountains, and if you like what you hear, check them out in Ypsilanti at TC's Speakeasy with the Beggars. This is the Off-Ramps.
Faster.
All right, that was the Off-Ramps, and we've got a few more minutes, so we're going to play the Beggars. We're not choosy. We like the Beggars from their Gonna Have a Party CD, and we're going to play something. They're going to be at TC Speakeasy with the Off-Ramps Saturday night, and this is All About Me, and here it's all about the music.
On this planet, but I'm a man on the moon. Climbable.
All right, we're here at the live drive at 5. I am Mr. White, and we have the friends of Dennis Wilson right here in the studio. Hey, boys, are you there?
Greetings, Mr. White.
Ah, hey, can you do a song for us today?
Yes, we will. This first one's called One Hell of a High.
Yeah.
right. Yeah. Hey, we're in the studio with the friends of Dennis Wilson right here, and they just played one H-E-double-L of a high. So, in fact, you've got a show coming up tomorrow night, don't you?
Yeah, it's our tour kickoff.
Ah.
We're going back out west to promote our new record that's coming out, self-titled record, Friends of Dennis Wilson. It's our third LP. And the show's at the Belmont Hamtramck. It's with the Coronados, great band. They got Rick Rooner from the Rooner in the Coronados now, which should be exciting to see. We are also playing with the Bird Dogs, and we are also playing with the Questions, so it should be a good show.
Ah, and the Bird Dogs will be here at our studio next month.
Yep, I'll be outside in the hallway out here cheering them on.
All right. Well, we might let you in the... Maybe. I don't know.
Please, sir. Please, Mr. White or Mr. Pink, Mr. Black, if one of the colors will let me in.
Okay. Now, along with that, you're having a winter tour. Now, yeah, those can
We're
be deadly sometimes.
Trying to kill ourselves.
Okay.
We have a short wheelbase van, rear-wheel drive. You know, we love doing the dangerous stuff. We wouldn't be friends with Dennis Wilson.
Okay.
It's great to go up mountains with no traction. It's fun.
Okay. Well, before you go, how about doing a couple more songs for us?
Actually, the song is about out west.
Okay. What's the...
It's called Liquid Space.
Sky, boat is a fin, we only love the ride. My own tide, I get you wet, the air, sun. Shine, come in the fire. Hex on you, oh! You know my name. Move into the air, waves change, they don't last. Soft to me in a glass, I only love right. My own side would get you wet in the air. Yeah, sun, shine, come in the fire. The hex on you, know my name. Can't believe in two.
And we are back on planet Earth.
All right, they are back. That was Liquid Sky from the Friends of Dennis Wilson. Now, you've also got a new CD coming up.
Yes, we do.
It's not out yet. What can you tell us about this brand new CD?
It's very, very weird. And Tim's giving me the strange look. Man, you're weird. Give me that look. Now, the record is very different. It's very diverse. We've tried to venture on into unknown, you know, territory. Like, we've tried a bunch of different stuff, 12-string guitars, acoustic, tons of backwards guitars, multi-layered vocals. It's taken us 2 years so far, and it's about to get mastered right now. It should be out in the spring.
Okay. And how long have you guys been around?
We have been around a while.
Well, how long's a while? Is it, yeah?
I don't know, like 5 years or something like that, maybe 03 we were playing shows, yeah, in the Lager House back in the day.
Well, in fact, why don't we introduce everybody in the band?
I'm Dennis.
No, you're not. You're only friends of Dennis Wilson.
I'm Dennis.
Well, I'll tell you what. On guitar, we have Adam.
That's right, that's me.
We have Tim on organ.
Yeah! All right, Tim.
And tambourine. Don't forget the tambourine. On vocals, we have Tony.
Hey.
Okay, bass player is Chris, and on drums we have Charlie Monsoon. Sexy.
Charlie.
Okay, and Charlie just got back from another tour. He was with iCrime, wasn't he?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we just keep the music going, because it's all about the music here. What's going to be the next song you've got coming up for us?
This next song that we're about to play is called Casting Yarrowstalks.
Now I feel your eyes too surreal. For your mind, we want you dead. In your eyes, I want your hey! Yarrow, cast Yarrow stalk. Broken tombs, I'm alive in my room. Free your mind, we want you dead. Give me your eyes, I want your head. Yarrow, cast the yarrow stalk.
Fantastic, isn't it? I know. It's a voyage.
Now, tell me, after that song, I must ask, where did you get the name The Friends of Dennis Wilson?
Well, I don't know. We're on the radio, so I don't know how much we can go on and elaborate about our old friend Charles now, but I will say this much. It has to do with negative. God, I just hate saying it, but put it this way. We love Dennis Wilson. We like what he stands for, hot rods, surfing. He was like the evil Beach Boy, the sexy Beach Boy, the cool Beach Boy, the smooth Beach Boy. And he was associated with, you know, the Manson family. And that right there in itself was just something to like. It's not like you really dig that or anything, what they were about, but it's fascinating. Being out in the Death Valley, riding dune buggies, naked, with the wilderness. You know, they had motorcycle gang members in their cult, and I would say that our band is just a combination of a bunch of weirdness.
Okay, and in fact, that weirdness comes through in your vocals as well, because I hear you've still got your echoplex going.
I just want to hide from my regular voice,
because I talk like this.
But you can do that.
I'm just kidding, sorry. I'll be serious.
Now tell me, for this big tour you've got, winter tours are always weird. What is your ride for the winter tour?
It's a green Dodge van. It's a 2000 Ram short wheelbase. It looks like the Mystery Machine. We chose the most unsafe, smallest ride because I feel like fighting in the van, or you know, in the van on the way to a show, it just brings out a lot of good energy. So the smaller the van is the better the tour. Because you know, we could get this huge. Matter of fact, we have like a $500,000 RV, but I choose not to use it.
Of course.
That's the way it is, Mr. White. That's
okay, so you want everybody to come out to your show at the Belmont tomorrow night.
Just don't get in the van. Smells in there.
Okay, now remember that everyone out there, when you go to their show, don't go near the green van.
Unless you're good-looking and a female.
Okay. Well, in that case, as long as people don't go near the van, what can we do today?
today.
What's the next song?
This next song goes out to my lovely wife, Rebecca, and the song is called Flower Mass. So, honey, I was just kidding about the van.
We're doing Flower Mass. Yes, we are.
What is that look on your face? You remember the song, don't you? No, Adam wanted to do the Monkees theme, and we were going to do that, but we can't, because we know that podcast, you know, it has to be like live music and original songs, right?
Oh, you can play the Monkees if you want, if you care to.
Dennis Wilson. People think I do lots of... Never mind. Okay, enough of the giggly gaggly. This one's called Flower Maze. Thank you. All right. You guys are a little weird out. Go wait outside. We'll carry on.
All right. And you are listening to WHFR, where we have the Motor Live Drive at 5 with the friends of Dennis Wilson. We're about halfway through this drive right now. So, you've got a big show coming up. You've got a tour coming up. You have a brand new CD coming up.
And we love 89.3.
Whoa! Yeah.
And I dropped all the money I had, 25 cents.
Oh. Well, but it sounded good.
I know. So don't get paid to have fun now.
No. But
I'm sorry to depress us by mentioning that.
We're now, all about to cry now.
Well, if anybody wants to contact the friends of Dennis Wilson, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
The best way to do is go downtown Detroit to the mental ward at 7th. And I'm just kidding. The best way to do is either come to our house, and we live on 3rd and Antoinette down there, or contact us at MySpace, Friends of Dennis Wilson, and you can go to www.friendsofdenniswilson.com. And we have a website there that's absolutely nothing but outer space, and it says go to our MySpace. So.
Okay. Well, the MySpaces are good. Okay. So for all those upcoming jobs after you get back from your tour, they can contact you there.
Yeah. Or the Forbidden Wheels Clubhouse, man.
And that's on what? Where?
I don't know, but I want to join. So if you find out, let me know.
Okay. So you've got a big show at the Belmont. And who are you playing with again?
Yeah, we are playing with the Coronados. And I'm sorry that I still have that echo on, but I just really dig it. And we have the Bird Dogs playing with us. And Rob Buxton of the Bird Dogs produced this record with us. You know, he recorded everything, and he's been working hard at it. He's got a new record coming out. And by the way, can we give some shouts out here?
Of course you may.
All right, that's great. You know, we'd like to say thank you first and foremost to the Bird Dogs, the Questions, and the Heroes and Villains, rest in peace. And also we'd like to give shouts out to the Belmont Bar for always having us in great shows there. And to my Aunt Nancy working at my store, V-Mail, right now for me. I got to get it right once we leave. I got to get back. Yeah, and the Questions are playing too. Yeah, and I think we mentioned them. Yeah.
Okay, and your store is called?
Yeah, it's called V-Mail, Detroit Vintage. It's at Van Born and Telegraph. We sell a lot of cool clothes. Haven't you noticed how great we look?
Yes, of course.
Jeez, oh, don't even say anything.
You've got vintage clothes. You've got vintage instruments. Everything about you is oh so vintage.
I know, except it's 2008, sir. And we are ready to head off in space with another song from, what's our name of our band again?
Friends of Dennis Wilson.
And what will that song be?
This song's going to be a tough song. This song's called Suicide on a Run.
You broke it. Can't handle it anymore.
All right, this song's called Suicide on a Run. Come on! Make it tough.
Suicide, go and take a ride. Dear the devil, we get lost. When I'm hot, oh, when I'm cold. Look out, sell my soul. Death, whom I wanna be. Death next to me. Everywhere I go. Here we go. Back again, I'm dead. Now and then, I get upset. Hit me with a gun. Hit me with a knife. Look out, take your life. All I wanna see, death next to me. Everywhere I go, here we go. Suicide on a run. Suicide with a gun. Every night I go out, it's the same old thing. Same old cars, same old girls. No, I don't wanna live no more.
Well, that was a quick one. Hey.
No clapping for that.
Oh! I see you. We were stunned. We're actually stunned by that.
What's the matter? You don't like 7 seconds? You
know? Oh. In fact, no, we were just looking up your tour. And find all the places you're going.
We're lying. We're not even going on tour.
Oh, well.
Is that what you found? Why did you look that up?
You ruined it all. No, we found the truth. You are going. Well, you're going to Cleveland.
Amtramck.
Start off at Amtramck. You're going to Cleveland. You're going to Cincinnati,
and
St. Louis.
Home.
Dallas. You're going out to Las Vegas. You're going to Tucson.
Yeah.
Oh, San Diego.
Seattle, baby.
Yeah, you're getting everywhere.
Portland.
No.
And
no.
All in that little green van.
And when we come back next time, I'm serious, too. We're going to go to Alaska, Nova Scotia, all those places. Anywhere cold just to torture Tim, man. I mean, seriously. I know how much he hates it. And Chris's hair just gets so flat. Look how beautiful it looks now with the humidity in the room. We're going to Alaska, baby. Yeah, we're going to have a hot rod bobsled. All right. Do we have time for one more, do we?
Oh, we have plenty of time.
Oh, they have tons of time? All right, thank you. Well, what would you guys like to play? I'm the one who... I'm the decider, but
yeah,
normally...
I'm only
Thunderheader. All right. All right, this is a two-part song. We're going to end at a song called Spirits. It's a double whammy here.
Ooh, I like them doubles.
I like double whammies, too. All right, this one's called Thunderheader Spirits.
Yeah. And now, after that, I have to thank Alan Cantino here, our master of Wizards and Knobs, to make sure everything sounds good.
Thanks a lot. Seriously, Alan, that sounded great.
We got to give him a big shout-out. And, all right. And I want to remind our audience, too, that if you miss one of our shows, you can get it on a podcast at www.whfr.fm. That's our website on the bottom, in the right-hand column at the bottom. You can get the podcast, and here are our podcasts for the last, about month and a half.
You have such a gentle, soothing voice, Mr. White. When I wake up in the morning tomorrow, I just wish that somebody was petting my head and I could hear your nice voice.
Oh, well.
Just feeding me some Ovaltine.
Well, in that case, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you've got a new CD coming up, but do you have any other CDs available?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be giving each and every one of you who wants one.
Whoa.
Our last LP, Chrome Universe. It's very nice, happy, friendly, disgusting, dark album. And then we have our first album called This Summer's Gonna Kill Me, and obviously it didn't, so we're gonna have to do a follow-up called Next Summer's Gonna Kill Me.
In fact, would you give away some of those to our audience?
Yeah,
if they called in?
Yeah, I sure would, actually. As a matter of fact, let me see how many.
Okay.
And for those, when we run out, I have some cough drops, too, to give out.
Okay.
It's time of the season, man. Yes, right. I do, and actually I have flyers to the new show. I have, let me tell you, I got three, four, five albums.
Okay, in fact, if you will call in at 845-9676 or toll free, that's 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option one to get right into the studio, and you can get Friends of Dennis Wilson, Chrome Universe.
We really put us on the spot. Like, if nobody calls up, will you pretend and tell me
yes,
someone did?
Of course.
We'd be like, yeah.
Of course we will.
I mean, like, if no one does, we should just go break up in the parking lot, you know?
Okay. Well, what have you got coming up for us next?
We only wrote six songs, so I don't even think we have anything else. And I'm just kidding. All right, this is a song we have on our MySpace, so you can go and listen to this one and get a feel of what the record sounds like. This one's called Shockwaves.
Seismic 2.
tumor. Superstition. Holding on. Way down. Beyond dark blue. The knowing light. Into the grass. Across the light. Feel the waves. Hear the booms. Stuck inside. Seismic tumor. I'm superstitious. Holding on. Superstition.
All right, hey. Now, Mike did call in, and he's going to get a brand new Chrome Universe CD.
Mike, all right.
All right, so he, and he says he's coming to the show.
Yeah, I already know Mike. He's already got a couple copies.
Oh.
Mike doesn't count, okay? Mike, don't call back again, I'm warning you.
We're looking for, like, Sally's, Clarissa's, Janet's, Jan's. Not no Mike's. Okay, call Just kidding, Mike. We love you.
And that is 845-9676 or toll free at 800-585-4322, extension 9676. But I got to ask you guys.
What's that?
Do any of you surf?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have a couple boards. I have two Dino longboards. I have a regular size board. I got a body board. And I've been skateboarding my whole life. And let me tell you something. As to why I'm not a good surfer is because I own the stuff and I only get to use it like three times a year. So, but most of all, I just like to fantasize about it. Just like a, you know, I like to fantasize I was in the Beach Boys or something. You know, and, yeah. Actually, it is fun though. Seriously, when we go out coast, on, you know, when we go out west and stuff like we did last year, we got a lot of friends that we can stay with. But what we try to do is, one, stay close to the equipment, and then two is, you know, we go right outside of LA and we go to this beach and do all kinds of guy stuff, throw footballs, talk about Dick Buckus, you know, and yeah, so that's...
Sounds great.
Okay.
And I'd like to ask one question. You mentioned the equipment. You've got the guitar hooked up to two different amp systems.
Wonderful World of Stereo.
Yeah, that's very unique. What is that all about?
Well, when we started out, we had a guitar player who just basically wasn't, you know, I mean, like, we started out not knowing how to play our instruments, really. And then we were just getting such a simple sound, and we're just doing bar chords, you know, at first. We wanted to just, like, amplify that sound and get it bigger. And, like, we listened to a lot of Verve as, like, a main influence of ours, like that first record, Storm in Heaven. And they use, you know, stereo. We just have a delay pedal, and we have a green amplifier, you know, a tube one, and we run that kind of dry. And then we have an old-school Fender Twin Reverb. How can you go wrong? You know, it's like, roast beef, yeah. And then... So we run them both together. So live, it's like, you know, we don't have two guitar players. We just have one, and it kind of gives off that vibe of having two guitars, and it really reverberates the room nicely at small venues.
That's very interesting.
Usually play roller rinks, burger houses, Coney Islands, you know, stuff like that.
And you've got a vintage Fox organ as well.
I know. Thanks to Mick Stone from Bowl Scraper, good band. And he called me up, and he said, hey, do you want this thing for $100? Get it out of here. And, like, we usually use a Farfisa compact duo, and it's just like, Tim, look how big his muscles are. I mean, carrying all this stuff for us. That's why we're all weak compared to Tim.
All right.
Instead of playing another song, I'll show you. Tim can bench press me 10 times. I mean, do you know how many 10 times is? I mean, God.
Well, we do, but it doesn't show on the radio.
And, well, I'm not as big as Brian Wilson, so I guess it's not that hard, but if I was. So, yeah. Should we do a song for Tim?
Yeah.
Or do we not have time for a song? Oh, you got 7 minutes left.
Plenty.
7 minutes to decide.
7 minutes.
Oh, God. And?
All right. Well, guess which song this is. You won't believe it. It's going to do Silent Night or Deadly Night, okay? All right. This song goes out to lovely Tim. Show off your fancy organ solo, baby.
And what's the name of the song?
The song is called Silent Night or Deadly Night. I love horror movies. It's a question mark, so you don't know what it's going to be. Either a silent night or, you know, some murderer's going to come in and rape you and kill you. You don't know.
Living in Detroit.
To that blood. Thought you did. Tombs, blood resides in these tombs. Fear your life, it's in my hands. Oh no, I'm gonna die out and walk at night.
We walk at night!
Sleep in the night, you will creep. Feel these eyes into your head. Being alive when you're dead. No, we walk at night.
We walk at night. Like a wild tiger.
Ooh.
Gotta tame that beast.
Okay.
Come on, Neil, come out here and beat it.
And we have to thank Greg for calling in. In fact, he said if he gets a free CD, you can call him Sally.
Hey, Greg. Come on now, Greg.
But I must say, though, seriously, if that really is true and you guys aren't lying to me and people are calling up for
yeah.
the records.
Yes, they are.
First of all, you're making me and Tim blush. And, Greg, I don't even care if your name is Sally. I still love you and I'd still kiss you, baby.
Well, you've got, tell you, I want to remind people, next week we got a special Valentine's show with Carolyn Streho coming in
right.
for everybody here. But right now we still have the friends of Dennis Wilson here in our studio.
Yay!
All right, Ed, you have 5 minutes left.
All right, well,
5 minutes to decide. 5 minutes to play. Oh, anything you care to.
5-5-5. Do they still make Five Alive? I don't know. But the song is called The Most Dangerous Game. You can get this one on Greg. Hey, Greg, this one's for you. You can get this one on Chrome Universe.
Something, yeah, I need more. You want it all, make it feel right. Here we go, Greg, alright. Oh, and we wanna play the most dangerous game. Yeah, yeah, the most dangerous. Hot lines, snort my mind. Give me something, yeah, I feel fine. We want it all, girl, it's all right. Here I come, yeah, tonight. Oh, and we wanna play the most dangerous game, yeah. Oh, the most dangerous.
Come on. We'll be right back.
Mario's lyrics to the song, but I'm just going
to
parade.
All right, and we have to thank, who do we have to thank today? We got to thank Greg and, where are the others?
Jed.
And don't forget Sally. We got to thank Sally out there. So you've had a couple people call in. Now you have 2 minutes left. Can you play a little bit just to get out of the show?
Fade us out. We're just going to, normally there's lyrics to the song, but we're just going to destroy all our
Well, I'll tell you, I want to remind people, if you want to know more about the Friends of Dennis Wilson, you can check their an article about them in Real Detroit this week. Okay.